Please be seated. Please pray with me. Father, as we come to this time of communion, we recognize our complete and total need for you. God, we can't clean up our act or take classes or even partake in religious activities in hopes of gaining righteousness. We thank you that our righteousness is found in Jesus through his death on the cross. Amen. For our time of communion, our meditation verse will be Philippians 3:7. I grew up in the Catholic Church, a religion that teaches that there are seven sacred sacraments instituted by Christ and given to the Catholic Church to administer. According to their teaching, these seven sacraments are necessary for salvation. I won't go through all of them today, but I will highlight a few of them. The sacrament of baptism. Soon after birth, I was baptized by a Catholic priest. The Church teaches that in baptism, all sins and the punishment due to them are remitted. Not a bad way to start out life if it was true. Next is the sacrament of the Eucharist or communion. Here they teach that by taking communion, one's soul is nourished and there is an increase in grace and remission of venial sin and punishment. As a young boy, I took the necessary classes which allowed me to begin taking communion. The sacrament of penance is the process of confessing sin to a priest on a regular basis. The Catholic Church teaches that they have the power to forgive all sins. Sins are forgiven by absolution, which can only be given by an authorized priest. Like any good Catholic, I confessed my sin often to a priest. And the last, the sacrament of confirmation is regarded as the perfection of baptism. The introduction to the rite of confirmation states, by the sacrament of confirmation, the baptized are more perfectly bound to the church and are enriched with a special strength of the Holy Spirit. Hence they are, as true witnesses of Christ, more strictly obliged to spread and defend the faith by word and deed. I checked every box. As far as the Catholic Church was concerned, I was on my way to becoming a nice young Catholic man. And on the night of confirmation, after the ceremony ended, five or six of us that had just been confirmed decided we needed to go celebrate our achievement. We ended up at a local bar and proceeded to get drunk. The Catholic Church says confirmation causes the baptized to be enriched with a special strength of the Holy Spirit. I was baptized, I took communion, confessed my sin, and was confirmed. So what happened? Romans 6:6 talks about our old man being crucified with Christ so that we are no longer slaves of sin. Clearly, this is not who I was. I was still a slave to sin. No amount of classes, church affiliation, religious activities, or self-help programs can free me or you from being a slave to sin. I attended classes and church services for years, and the end result was on immediate display. Drunkenness, slavery to sin, doing what comes natural, feeding my flesh. In Smedley's message last week, he made the point that fig leaves are like every religion. It's man's attempt at self-covering. These are man-made solutions to sin. It's man's attempt to deal with his sin. That's exactly what the sacraments are. Fig leaves. Man's way of covering his own sin. What I was taught, I can't find in God's word. They didn't show me my need for a Savior. They didn't point me to the cross. The teaching is deceptive. Follow these rules and God would be pleased. In Philippians 3, 5 to 6, Paul recounts his own religious upbringing and considered it righteousness. But in verse 7, he says, "What things were gain to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. Yet indeed I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith." If you're here today and you count your own righteousness, you will not be saved. The only righteousness you need is that which comes through faith in Christ Jesus. The men are going to come forward with the bread and the juice. If you trust in your own righteousness, please pass them by. But please know that today can be your day of salvation. We would beg you to turn from your sin and trust in the one who took the penalty for your sin at the cross. The men will come with communion, and you may take it when you're ready.